Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, dude, I'll definitely send it to you.
Cool. That's good.
Probably.
I appreciate that.
Probably tomorrow. I edit it today or something.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, because when you edit it today, it wouldn't be finished until tomorrow.
Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Okay, here we go.
I feel pretty solid about this.
Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Highly Unapologetic, the podcast.
Welcome back.
Do you know what song this is? Dreams
were your off the top of my head, I mean, I would guess it's called Welcome Back.
Do you know what the theme song to what show it is? Is what I'm asking.
Not off the top of my head.
It's Welcome Back, Cotter.
That's a TV show?
Yeah, you ever watch Nick at Night?
Not much.
Okay, so when I was younger, Nick at Night was a thing, and my dad would watch it because it was all the sitcoms from when he was growing up.
Okay.
I always thought it was weird watching something called Naked Night when your dad's a preacher. You shouldn't be watching Naked Night, you know?
Oh, yes.
Get older.
Yes.
And it's now Nick at Night, Nickelodeon at Night.
Oh, it used to be spelled differently?
No, that's just what I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
But you know. Anyways.
Crazy how those words work.
Welcome back, man. It's been a super hot minute since I have recorded an episode of Highly Unapologetic, the podcast. It's been a hot minute since you've been on Highly Unapologetic, the podcast. For those that don't know, this is Josh from Things You Think You Don't Care About podcast.
That's right. He's TYTYDCA.
We don't need all that.
Well, that's what it is.
Anyways, what's been going on? You've still been recording. I have not been recording.
Yeah. No, I've been going. I've tried to add a little bit, talking about Dak Prescott and you like Dak?
Oh, wow.
You know, also another podcast. You know, just branch out a little bit. Start talking about some sports and stuff.
Dak sucks.
Yeah, he's no good. No bueno.
I got a buddy named Paul who's probably going to come at me for saying Dak sucks.
Yeah. Listen, sucks and average are synonymous, okay?
He almost wanted to go at my 13-year-old son the other day at the football field. Molly and him and I, Riley and I were at the field, you know, because I was playing a game, and they were talking about Dak, and Jazz was there because Jazz and Paul are friends.
Okay.
And Riley said something along the lines of, Joe Flacco's elite, but Dak's not. And it got a laugh out of Jazz. Jazz knew what Riley was doing.
Okay, yeah.
You know, he wasn't being serious.
Sure.
But Jazz knew exactly what Riley was doing. Paul did not. So Paul was like, whoa.
He got all defensive. And I
said, wait, Paul, he's just kidding. This kid's 13.
No, Kirk Cousins is elite, man.
No, well.
No, you know. He's not. And he and Dak are the same person.
Listen, man, there's like maybe five elite quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
And that's a high number in my opinion.
And that may be stretching it. Let's just name them out real quick. We'll go Tom Goat.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Who else you got?
Mahomes.
No, I'm not putting him up there. He sucks.
Really?
This year. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
You're telling me that a guy who's been to the Super Bowl twice in 3 years and has an off year, but it's not even, he's now like leading the NFC or the AFC. His team he's gotten his team over a horrible start.
Okay.
To leading the AFC right now, or tied for the lead.
He's also got elite supporting cast around him.
No, he has two.
No, he doesn't.
He's got two. He's got Tyreek Hill and he's got Travis Kelce.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
He's got nothing else. Edwards-Helaire been injured half the season. Damian Williams, I think that's his name. I don't even know if that's the actual Williams that
Damian
is.
He's decent. His running backs aren't trash.
Right, but neither are Dax.
His OL is not trash.
Okay. Neither is Dax.
Okay, so what?
Okay.
I'm not putting Mahomes there.
Okay, but his defense has not been what it was the last few years neither, and he's gotten them over the hump.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you'll put him there. I won't put him there. Who else we got? I'm putting Josh Allen there.
You're putting Allen there, but you're not putting Mahomes?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. No, that's fine. Stephon Diggs, whatever.
Okay. And who else?
Cool. Let's talk about Dawson Knox being almost the same type of tight end as Travis Kelce. But he's only been 1 year, so you can't quite give him that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Who else?
Zach Moss and what's his face are the same as Clyde Edwards-Helaire and the other running back that they got.
Dude, I said you can put him on your list. That's
okay,
cool.
Fair. I'm just saying. Those are the four that I would say. I would say if you're looking at pure results over the past 3 years or so, then a lot of people want to put Lamar Jackson up there.
No,
I disagree with that. He's too much of a liability in my opinion. Trying to run the ball a whole lot like Michael Vick, but Michael Vick was way better than Lamar Jackson will be.
We watched Hundley do the same thing
Lamar
Jackson does.
Oh yeah, and he gave the Ravens a chance to beat the Pack.
Yeah. So
they should have tied and went to overtime. And I mean, if they were able to stop him when it was 31-17, they could have stopped him in overtime.
At what point do you put Kyler Murray in a elite status?
Was this his first year to really do anything?
No, I mean, not his first year. But he's also got maybe one of the best wide receiver stables in the NFL.
And the history of the NFL put together, yeah. No, okay, so this is really his first year to truly do anything, and they just lost to the Lions. I'm just saying it's his first year, and that's a horrible stain on a great record so far.
Do you put Stafford in elite? Or just under elite?
I put Stafford in the better of the average tier. You know, somewhere in the ballpark of 6 to down to 15.
I wouldn't put him as low as 15.
I'm just saying, in that range of QBs, he's in the upper part of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, if I'm naming a top 5 elite, Stafford's probably at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So he's in the next tier. Now, when I'm doing Dak, I'm putting him in that third tier, probably.
You're putting him lower than 15? Oh, where's that third? What's the third tier start for you?
I think the third tier, if you've got 30 NFL teams, which is what it is, right? Or is it 32? Okay, so your next tier would be 6 to 10, and then your third tier would be 11 to 15.
Okay, so every five.
Right, so I would put Dak in the 11 to 15.
I think if he's top 10, he's number 10.
If he's top 10, he's number 10.
Absolutely.
If he's in that 11 to 15, he's 11 or 12.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. But it's the same thing as Nolan Ryan. It's the same conversation there.
Don't get me started on Nolan Ryan.
I know it. I agree with you on him. I mean, he was good.
Listen,
let's go ahead and stop it right there.
He was good, but in comparison to a Pedro Martinez or a Randy Johnson or an elite pitcher, he's buns with sesame seeds.
Okay.
He's buns.
Well, at least you got the sesame seeds there. You got the garnish. That's good.
Yeah, whatever. I don't even like talking about the NFL, dude.
I know you don't.
I'm not an NFL fan. I mean, I am.
Yeah, you're an Eagles fan, which is why you're not an NFL fan.
First of all, they're going to take the last playoff spot.
Okay, barely.
I'm also happy that Wentz is doing well.
Yep.
That makes me happy. I was a Wentz guy.
Well, he's got to maintain it. He did well in Philly until he got to the playoffs.
Right.
Ultimately.
I mean, until he got hurt.
Well,
because he was going to win the MVP in 2017 before he got hurt.
The MVP for the Super Bowl or the MVP for the season?
For the season.
Okay.
He was going.
Well, yeah, for the season. That's what I'm talking about, regular season. He's a great regular season quarterback.
But he sounds like
Tony Romo.
But he got hurt. No, they would have won the Super Bowl with or without Wentz.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Okay. There's no way to know that.
The other team in the NFC that was giving them fits was the Rams, and he was beating the Rams when he got hurt.
Okay.
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 All Foles had to do was come in and complete a few passes, run the clock out, win.
Which does not tell me anything about how good Wentz is.
No, the Rams were good that year is what I'm saying.
What's his name?
Nick Foles.
If all he had to do was come in and manage the offense, then that doesn't tell me anything about how good Carson Wentz was.
Yeah, Carson
Wentz. That tells me how good y'all's team was.
Nah, he was going to win the MVP.
Okay.
I know you like giving team credits over average quarterbacks, but
absolutely.
But Wentz in this year was not an average quarterback. He was an elite quarterback.
Okay.
Until he got hurt. Anyways, that's not what we're doing today, man. You know, okay. I always get on when I'm carousing. Is that a word? Carousing Facebook and the Instagrams?
I say perousing.
Is it
or perusing?
Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Okay. Perusing.
Yeah.
The Facebooks or the Instagrams, and I always see these stupid memes that you can only pick three.
Oh, yeah.
One has to leave.
Yeah.
And it always makes me mad because why?
Yeah.
Why can I only pick three? Because the actual fact that the company that makes all these things,
yeah,
like listens to this and stops actually making them,
yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Yep.
I can go to HEB and pick as many things of these as I want and put them in my basket and purchase them and come home and enjoy them.
Okay.
So it always makes me mad.
Well, let's think about this scenario. Somebody on a budget, right? They normally get six or seven of them whenever they're not having to live on a budget, right? And they're like, man, I really want to get these stock up, but I can only afford three of them. Which three do I get?
That's fair.
Okay.
Some of the ones that make me mad are you can only pick these three rappers, and then it gives me nine trash rappers.
Yeah.
I'll take none.
Yeah. I'll listen to country for the rest of my life. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
But one of the good ones I saw was it had like Michael Jackson. It had Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
It had Jimi Hendrix. It had...
So we're just talking about artists.
Dead artists.
Oh, okay, okay.
It had dead artists.
Okay.
And it said, you can only pick one of these to come back to life and go to their concert. Now, here's what made me mad about it.
Okay.
Okay, because there were some... I mean, it had Kurt Cobain, Nirvana.
Okay.
It had real good ones.
Okay.
It had Amy Winehouse.
Most of the ones that are gone now are some of the best that have ever
been. Well, it depends on what type of music you're talking about. But
I think there's a lot that transcend, but I understand what you're saying.
But it had all these great artists on there, and then down in the corner was Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Nobody's picking Amy Winehouse to come back to life over Prince, Freddie Mercury, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. No, nobody's doing that.
Agreed.
So why are we? That one made me mad.
Yeah, it's like they were grasping at straws for the ninth one or the tenth one or whatever.
But it also had Biggie and Tupac on there, which I will never ever pick Biggie or Tupac over a Queen concert.
Okay.
That is one concert that I would definitely go to.
Okay.
Queen.
Yeah. I mean,
Freddie Mercury was a star.
Big time. They were big time. They were bigger than big time back in the day.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. He was great.
And I mean, the fact that right now, I mean, perpetually their albums still sell out or whatever whenever they, you know, release a greatest or a compilation or anything like that.
Do you know who's singing for Queen right now? Adam Lambert.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I would probably go to a Queen concert,
really,
with Adam Lambert, because it's the rest of the guys.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's kind of
like... Well, he's got some pretty sick range.
But it's also kind of like going to a Grateful Dead concert with John Mayer singing instead of Garcia.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, so that's it. So anyways, what we did is we perused...
There you go.
...the internet and the social medias today during our... not so hot round of golf.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that was atrocious on multiple levels.
It wasn't necessarily atrocious on our part.
Yeah,
it was definitely atrocious on the part of the gentleman in front of us,
the guy who went to the store to buy his outfit specifically for today.
Yeah. Got invited to golf on a Sunday.
Yep.
Got the invitation on a Sunday to play golf on Monday and ran out to
Dick's or wherever,
and bought him a golf outfit. It had the pullover,
the mock collar, quarter zip with that was form fitting,
with the skinny slacks,
yeah.
And the gentleman with him before that was green sleeves.
Yeah. with the cushiony full vest.
Had the cushiony full vest and the compression sleeves.
And the compression black compression sleeves under the green t-shirt sleeves with a charcoal or black full zip up vest.
Listen.
Yeah. No, he was
if I was
and shorts. Compression sleeves with shorts.
If I was looking at them and giving them the eyeball test,
uh-huh.
I would think, man, I bet these guys can play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the guy walked up with probably a 3 or 4 iron to drive, and, you know, he didn't get it past the red tee.
No,
box.
I think the thing I liked the most was on hole 15, whenever the guy who had the pants and the pullover, he took out his driver on the tee box and whiffed twice and then it magically happened to have been the club's fault he didn't hit the ball that didn't move while his club was moving,
handed the club back to the to green sleeves and said, nah,
here you go, green sleeves,
here, take this trash away from me. And you know what? And while we're at it, get rid of these stupid plastic tees, give me a wooden tee.
I'm gonna need a club that's a little smaller, because the one with the biggest head in my bag, I cannot hit. I mean, I'm just, even if he hit it as trash as he was hitting his iron off the tee box, it still would have gone like 100 yards further.
Yeah.
I mean, anyways.
He was just pulling up.
He was closing his eyeballs. It was like he was about to jump off a cliff, and he took 2 hours.
Yeah, well. Anyways, we just got off onto a tangent on two dudes we didn't even know, and gave me an opportunity to edit in green sleeves into this podcast here in a little bit.
That's right.
Green
sleeves. Yeah, I don't know how it is.
I don't know how green sleeves.
You're going to have to Google that thing and then just screen record that video and send it to me.
Yeah.
Or the YouTube version of it. I'm going to need to hear that.
Yeah. It's a
traditional English ballad.
It's
about the beheaded Anne Boleyn.
It's an English classic, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
We learned that song in elementary school.
I'm sure
we did. I think we had to sing it during choir.
I'm sure you did. It was, I think it was part of many curriculums that had to do music.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we perused, and while we're waiting for the tee box to clear.
Right.
And found a few of these, choose three, pick this, you know, can't pick that. And we're going to go through a few of them right now.
Yep.
A few of them are kind of real basic.
Yeah, but necessary, in my opinion.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
A couple of them are fictitious.
Yep.
Then we'll get into a good one that's going to spark what I hope is pretty good, decent, long conversation.
Yeah, dialogue, back and forth.
Yeah, good long dialogue.
Yep.
And then we'll get into something else. So,
okay.
First one that we got, it's about to pop up on the screen. You can only pick
one
of these style of French fries.
Okay.
Okay. We've got the shoestring. We've got the crinkle cut. We've got the steak fries, the curly fries, the wedge fries, and the waffle fries.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This. Okay. I've got two of these are my favorites. Going to be hard to separate.
I know
two.
For sure one's got to go. Wedge fries got to go.
Wedge fries got to go.
I mean, let's just have a half a potato, please.
Curly fries can go too.
Really?
Because curly fries, every curly fry that I have ever had has been coated. I don't like coated fries.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
And
it's like they're extra battered for some reason.
Yeah. Battered French fries. They don't need the extra batter. So curly fries can go.
Okay. What's number three there on the number two on the left?
Number two on the left is steak fries.
Those can go.
Those are one that I'm keeping.
Those are the same to me as wedges, slightly different.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's like they're rectangular prism French fries.
When you get them,
big old suckers.
When you can get them crispy.
Okay.
They are delicious.
Okay.
So we have gotten rid of number five and number four for sure. Waffle fries, I mean,
can take them or leave them. Waffle fries, it depends on the consistency of the cut. It depends on how well they are fried and stuff. I mean,
I just feel like it's a novelty fry.
Yeah.
I don't need my fries in weird
shapes.
Yeah,
it's almost like you can put it on the menu, and then that's what attracts people. Ooh, they got waffle fries. It's different. Yeah.
Ooh.
No, I'm a crinkle cut fry, man.
So that's the other one that I would keep. Shoestring, I'm getting rid of because the shoestring fries... And when I think of shoestring fries, I don't know if you've ever eaten at Freddy's frozen custards.
I think I have one time. They're super thin.
They're super skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just hard to get a pack of it to dip it. And I mean, yep. It's work.
Yeah.
I don't want to work to eat my fries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't want to eat one fry at a time.
See, I like the crinkle cut fries because I'm a dipper. Whenever I get fries, I'm a dip them into some kind of a sauce or a dressing or something.
Right.
And the crinkle cut holds the dip on the fry. It holds it. You get a adequate ratio, and you only need the single dip one time, and it's up and down the fry.
So here's how I'm going to separate the two.
Okay.
If I am eating loaded fries,
okay,
loaded with maybe cheese, bacon, chives,
oh, yeah, okay,
and dipping in ranch,
okay,
or I'm loading with carne guisada and cheese and an egg, I want the strength of a steak fry,
okay,
a crispy steak fry,
okay,
okay, because if it's crispy, everything that you're throwing on top and melting on top or pouring on top is not going to make them soggy.
Okay.
They're going to stay crispy throughout.
I'd argue that the crinkle cut fry will hold up in that case too.
They will, but you're going to get them soggy faster,
okay,
because of the thickness of a steak fry.
Fair.
Okay. So if I'm just eating with dipping in fries or ranch or barbecue or honey mustard or whatever, I'm taking a crinkle cut.
Okay.
Because I
largely eat the dipped fry, I think the steak fry has too much of a potato ratio to the dip. I think the crinkle cut fry, generally speaking, is a better potato to dip ratio.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, second one that we got. You can only pick 3 pills.
Okay.
Now let me move this a little closer.
I need to pull these up on my phone so I can see them.
So pill number 1 is Perfect Health.
Okay.
Pill number 2 is you get to choose and keep your body type. Number 3 is super strength. Number 4 is you get to heal others' diseases.
Okay.
Number 5 is super intelligence.
Uh-huh.
Number 6 is
got it.
Find love for I've already taken number 5. Number 6 is find love forever.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is talk to the deceased loved ones.
I couldn't help myself.
Number 8 is change 3 things from your past. And number 9 is unlimited money. Now, here's my thing right off. Anyone who says they're not taking number 9 is a liar.
Well, I would argue that there is a potential to take to get something similar to number 9 by taking another.
Okay.
Like super intelligence. If you get super intelligence, then you can probably come up with a way to get money that maybe not is unlimited, but is vast.
Okay, so here's my counter argument to that.
Okay.
I don't have to work for number 9. It's just given to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
I'm taking the lazy part.
Okay. So we're picking 3 pills here?
Yeah, so I think on this one.
I think 8 can go here. Change 3 things from my past.
Yeah, 8 can go.
I mean, you aren't who you are unless you have something in your past that kind of defines you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to play God, so 4 can go.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to heal anyone's diseases. So here's what I'm doing. I'm going to take number 7.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to take number 9 for sure.
Okay.
And I'm going to take number 2.
Okay.
To choose and keep my body type, because I think with that, number 1 can tag along without actually being chosen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. Well, in a large, real conversation, you hated going to the locker room or to the weight room and doing weights and strength and conditioning back in the day, right?
Yeah.
That was one of the things you wished you would have had a better mindset about that.
Yeah.
So you could have actually done more with that, right, in football or whatever. But, I mean, that just wasn't who you are. It's not who I am. When I get out to try to run, I'm gassed in about 18 seconds.
Right.
So I was right with you on number 2.
When I walk.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, man.
We got from the golf cart to our golf ball. I was breathing real heavy.
Winded.
Man.
Is it hot out here?
That's right.
No, dude, it's 47 degrees. Oh, I'm just fat. Got it.
Okay, so I'm agreeing with you on number 2. To me, the unlimited money versus the super intelligence, one's going to fall directly from the other, I think. I think if you have the super intelligence, you're actually not having to work that hard to get the money that you want to have.
So you're taking five and letting number nine piggyback like I did number two with one piggyback.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking I can make a website or something that's just incredibly intuitive, and it's basically making all the money as I sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Number seven. Number seven's a hard one not to take, man, especially after, you know, I think both of us have lost a couple here in the last couple years that, you know,
yeah.
we weren't ready. We weren't ready for that. And in all reality, I mean, are you ever really ready to lose somebody that you love?
No.
You know, so it would give that opportunity to kind of bounce
back.
Anyone
who's ever said they are ready
is a lie. I mean, they were ready to try to get on.
Yeah.
That's it. Just to try to move on with whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know,
denial.
Right.
I think when they say they're ready.
So, you know, part of the importance of my podcast is I started it on my grandmother's birthday. It was either the year she passed away or the following year she passed away.
Okay.
And I think it was the year. I think it was like 2 or 3 months after she passed away.
Yeah.
And so every time we celebrate an average Joe's Media birthday, I remember her as well.
Oh, that's good.
So,
taking number seven.
I would take seven in addition.
So you're taking 2, 5, and 7.
Yeah.
I'm taking 2, 7, and 9.
Yeah. And I think for all basically the same reasons.
Yeah.
But that super intelligence, man, I mean, me being a teacher or whatever, anytime a kid comes up to me, if I remained a teacher, anytime they come up to me, I have like the perfect way to teach them how to get out of whatever obstacles or whatever things that are bothering them, you know? Yeah. And so that probably just speaks more to the career path or whatever that I've chosen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that would have a significantly longer effect.
Right.
So.
Okay. So next one we're going to get into is maybe a play off of the first one we did with the fries or the first one we did playing a huge part in why we choose.
Uh-huh.
The fast food that we choose.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's a rule. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know this thing had a rule. Okay.
So
a rule book.
I'm going to add a rule to this.
Okay.
Because this was obviously not a regional picture that you chose. This is definitely a national picture.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Okay. So I'm going to do one thing real quick because I don't know anybody who eats Arby's.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Arby's out.
Okay.
And I'm going to put Whataburger in. You know what Arby's can do?
No. Arby's, dude, Arby's is one of my three.
Is it really?
Yes.
Would you really pick that?
Arby's is delicious.
Okay. So then I'll keep Arby's for you.
I think if you're going to do that, you got to either keep or take one of the Burger King or McDonald's or Wendy's. One of those three. They're all the same restaurant. I'm surprised they're owned by different people.
They're not the same.
Eh, I think you understand what I'm saying. Frozen patties on a...
Okay, so I'll just add a number 10 and put Whataburger in. Okay.
Because that's on your list.
Right. Because Whataburger is definitely on my list.
It's one of your three.
Fast foods.
Okay.
We can get rid of number 3. I hate Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is good for a minute. Like, it's just chicken.
Listen... The reason I hate
Chick-fil-A... They got waffle fries.
That's one reason I want to pick them. I have never been one to pick Chick-fil-A. Like, hey, what do you want to eat?
Yeah.
Hey, let's run by Chick-fil-A real quick.
Yep,
I've never done that. I've done that 3 times in my life. Okay?
Yep. It's like because you were passing and you're like, oh, that looks good.
Not even that. It was just like, hey, there's a Chick-fil-A over there.
Yeah.
Let's run there.
Okay.
I've done that 3 times. I've picked Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And all 3 times that I picked Chick-fil-A, that it was my idea, I found hair in my food.
Okay.
All 3 times.
Okay, yeah.
So Chick-fil-A's out.
Yep.
It disgusts me.
Yep.
Arby's is out.
Nah.
Because...
It's delicious.
When we were living in Stephenville, we went to Arby's after church one night.
Okay.
I think everybody but my dad got sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So tasting it coming back up makes you not want to...
So you never even gave it another chance because of that event.
Right. I can't do it.
That's fair. I mean, there's no telling what that particular day happened at that restaurant or whatever.
Right.
That was completely out of your control or maybe even their control.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm kicking them out.
Okay.
All right. So here's where I'm going. I'm doing number 10 Whataburger, of course.
Okay.
I'm doing number 8 Wendy's.
Okay.
I love a Wendy's burger.
Okay.
Junior bacon cheeseburgers.
All right.
Give me 10 of them.
Okay.
And a heart attack. Okay.
Okay.
Now, also, let me just explain something to you that I have discovered recently about Wendy's.
Uh-huh.
Baconator fries.
Uh-huh. Oh, you told me about these.
So they
you told me as a guy with Crohn's not to eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that's an appealing thing, but okay, keep going.
As a guy without Crohn's.
Yeah, right.
Same issue.
Okay.
So I have recently found out that they are marketing, they're doing a new market thing to focus their new crispy fries.
Okay.
And their fries are absolutely crispy, and I love crispy fries.
Crispy fries are the way to go. If they're too soggy, they're out. I'm sorry. See ya.
And they're natural cut.
Okay.
Fries.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're from a freezer.
They're number one. Yeah.
But you throw these fries down,
mm-hmm.
and then you throw liquid nacho cheese on them,
uh-huh.
and then you throw shredded cheese and melt that onto the liquid cheese, and then bacon.
Uh-huh.
I'm in.
Is that what those are? Is that how they do that?
Baconator fries.
Holy.
And you can upgrade your value meal to uh-huh. Baconator fries for 75 cents.
Well, that sounds like, in your opinion, it's worth it.
Every time.
I will not go to Wendy's and not upgrade to Baconator fries.
Every time.
Okay.
But I won't eat the Baconator
okay.
burger. So I'm keeping number 10 Whataburger, number 8 Wendy's.
Okay.
And I'm definitely keeping number 1 Taco Bell.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't. You can't keep
that. No, well, I can. Instead of getting like, 12 soft tacos, I get 12 soft tacos, meat and cheese only. I think the amount of lettuce they put in a taco, whether it's a hard shell or soft shell taco, completely overrides the taste of what Taco Bell is trying to make you taste.
Yeah.
And so I go meat and cheese only, and they're delicious. I used to go like 12. I can only go like one or two nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good. That's good. I like the quesadillas that they provided. Okay. Chicken or beef, I don't even care, man.
I don't care.
Those are good.
Just put that quesadilla sauce on it.
The caramel apple empanadas that they used to have, I don't know if they still do, were fire.
Yeah.
I mean, those were good.
Cinnatwists.
The twists. Do they still even have those anymore?
Yeah.
Now they have a Cinnabon donut.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's cream-filled.
It is cream-filled.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
It's good.
Taco Bell really did the dessert correct. I mean,
listen,
the fast food dessert.
Taco Bell does the what do I have in the fridge when I'm a drunk college student?
Yeah.
And what makes sense?
Yeah, yeah. And how can I make it good? I agree with you.
Yeah. What makes sense while I'm uh-huh. intoxicated?
Okay, fair.
But doesn't make sense once I've sobered up and went, wait, I did what?
Yeah, it's for real.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, they did that.
So I don't know if I can keep Taco Bell. I'm it's a toss up for me. I like the ability of a fast food joint to have some variety.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things I like about Arby's nowadays. I don't know who's keeping them open, because I've heard so much trash talk about them that it's ridiculous, but there's one right by a school and
you eat it.
And well, I mean, I haven't in a while.
Yeah.
I don't crave it.
Oh, yeah, definitely don't crave it.
But whenever I go, I get like 4 or 5 Arby melts or whatever they're called. I forget what they're called.
Is it just roast beef and cheese?
But I ask them for light cheese. They used to put too much cheese on it if you don't qualify
it. The liquid cheese.
Yeah, and I mean, it's good, man. But now they've added different meats on their menu, and they've just completely changed their...
Well, yeah, they have the meats.
They have the meats, that's right.
They give me the meat sweats.
And so that's the other thing. Like, I mean, if I'm going to a fast food joint, I don't want a ton of bread, and I don't want a ton. I would rather have the meat and the protein in the meal as opposed to carbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Outside of a dessert. If I'm getting a dessert, I'm not really picking and choosing what I'm getting. But
that's fair.
If I'm getting a meal, I mean, I want that thing to be loaded down with whatever meat I choose. So like, I'd like a triple cheeseburger, you know? And so
from Whataburger.
Well, no, I would go with Wendy's there.
Oh, okay.
So
you're keeping 7 and 8?
No, I'm not keeping Wendy's. Wendy's to me is meh. I live right by a Wendy's. I live right by a Wendy's and McDonald's, and they just built a Burger King beside me.
Listen, man.
McDonald's is like is good for
breakfast.
Whenever you only have like $2, yeah, and you can get three things with $2 or whatever.
Listen, let's just, in all fairness, all of these choices are, man.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm keeping Subway.
I'll drive a little further to go to a different sandwich shop.
Okay. We're not comparing sandwich shops here.
But I know.
Okay.
We should, but we're not.
In here, I think the Subway is a better option than at least five of them. Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, McDonald's, and Wendy's. Probably Panda as well. My daughter swears by Panda. Keep 1, 5, and 7. I'd probably keep Taco Bell, Subway, and Arby's.
Okay. That's fair.
Those are, anytime I see them, I'm like, I would rather go to any of those three than the other.
Now, when it comes to fast food burger joints, and let's say Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, and Whataburger.
Jack in the Box.
No, we're not doing that.
No, that falls in the category of fast food burger joint.
No, I'm aware, but okay. I'm giving you four options.
Oh, okay. I can't add a fifth like you added a tenth here. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just making sure I understand the rules.
If you want to throw
understand the assignment. Okay.
Okay. If you want to throw their gross fries in there, then go ahead.
But okay. They got both options.
Who has the better fry? Yeah, and they're both breaded and gross.
Fair.
Okay. So that's why I didn't do it. So who has the better fries out of Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, and Whataburger?
Who has the better fries?
Yeah.
I mean, the better fry, just
better fry, better French fry.
Not because they salt them more or whatever.
No, who has the better fry?
Burger King. Burger King has the best fry of the five of those.
Let me just clarify my thought on fast food fries.
Okay,
they're only good driving home. When you're picking,
them out of the bag. Yeah, absolutely.
Once you get home, unless they're Baconator fries.
Or unless they're doused in whatever sauce you have to dip them in.
Right.
Yeah.
They go bad once you hit.
They're not good.
The door jamb of your home.
That's right. As soon as you take them out of the bag, they automatically start to deteriorate.
Boom.
It's not good.
You know what else I think is scientifically proven to deteriorate once you leave the dwelling where you purchase them?
Your ankles?
Grapes.
Oh.
Listen, man. Okay. I can pick a bag of grapes at HEB and walk around while I'm doing my other shopping and pick a grape every once in a while. It's going to be the best grapes.
The best grape you had ever since that last one.
Once I get those grapes home, they're mushy.
Yep.
I think once they hit that fresh air, science
takes over.
Yeah.
Okay. They're no longer in the perfect atmosphere of the grocery store.
Grapes are weird, man. Yeah. That's why I liked working at HEB.
They turn into raisins real fast.
I mean, they start the raisin stage for sure. The process.
Right.
When I worked at HEB, I worked in produce.
Okay.
And
they probably ran out of grapes on the regular.
Listen, man. Why are these bags so not full?
Yeah. We had 18,000 pounds of grapes here delivered two days ago.
There's about 15,000 missing.
My registers do not have that many grapes on their tickets.
And here I am.
I don't know, man. There's some word.
I don't know, man. And red or green grapes?
As long as they don't have a seed, I'll take either one.
Okay, cool. As long as they're firm
and
a little tart.
Yeah. I like the sweeter grape, if it to be a little sweeter.
So you like a red grape better.
Yeah, but I will eat the green grape as quickly as I eat the red one.
Right, for sure.
But yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, last one of the not.
This one's going to get pretty serious.
Not real serious.
This one's going to get super serious. I think I already know which ones you're taking, but
this one is the Little Debbie's snack cake.
Uh huh.
Portion.
Are we adding any onto this list here?
Let me take a look. We got Twinkies, Swiss cake rolls. We got those cosmic brownies. Those are oatmeal cream pies, zebra cakes, star crunches, cupcakes, honey buns.
Those would be the ding dong, yeah?
No, those are just the cupcakes. The ding dongs are all covered in chocolate.
Oh,
it's the same concept.
Those
are all covered in ding dongs. And then number 9 is Nutty Buddies.
Okay. And the honey bun at number 8. Did you say that one?
Yes, I did. And you can start. Pick 3.
Okay, I'm going to start with this. I'm going to say the Swiss cake roll
is staying.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Star Crunch is staying.
Okay.
And I would go with the Nutty Buddy.
Okay.
Number 9. I go 2, 6, and 9 here.
Those are great choices.
Yeah, thank you.
Great choices.
Thank you. Number 5 is good. It's a good snack, but it's no different outside of a slight chocolatey or taste for number 2. It's no different than the Swiss cake roll. It's just in a reverse cupcake format.
It's a white cake.
Yeah, it's like a cupcake sandwich format.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay, so I'm going to get rid of a couple first.
Yeah. I'm number 7 out. I'm out on 7. By the way,
I'm not out on 7, but I'm not picking 7.
I don't like chocolate cake. When there's too much chocolate cake to any icing, I'm out.
Okay, that's fair. I'm definitely getting rid of number 1.
Yeah.
Twinkies are trash.
Yeah. Twinkies aren't good unless they're zingers.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Number 3, I'm getting rid of them because once you graduate high school, Cosmic Brownies don't taste good anymore.
Okay.
Those things are good when you're in middle school and high school.
Okay.
They're the best.
Okay.
Right? But once
would you replace them with the ones with the peanuts?
No, I'm not replacing them with anything.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious.
Because I'm 40 years old now. I'm not in high school. They're not good anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, see, when you're in the mood for a brownie, in my opinion, these are a decent substitute rather than having to go through the trouble of making your own, like, Ghirardelli brownies.
Or we can just go to HEB and grab a 4-pack, and they were delicious. And
those were okay.
Yeah.
Those were okay.
They're definitely better than
those. I would agree. They're better than the Cosmic Brownies for sure.
And yeah. I'm getting rid of number 4.
But the brownie is very difficult. The brownie is very difficult to master.
But that's more of a fudge with some chocolate candy on top.
I agree with you.
I don't like that.
Okay, fair.
I'm getting rid of number 4, too.
I'm out on 4. 4 is gross.
That's the most overrated snack.
Yeah. In the history of snacks. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. They're garbage.
Okay.
My brother downed them.
Oh, that's...
Loved them. Steven used to... Eat them like they were cereal, man. It was ridiculous.
Okay, so I'm going to go number 5.
Okay.
Because I like those. And at Christmas time, I'm going to replace zebra cakes with the Christmas tree
cake. With the Christmas tree cake.
Same thing.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, that's all I'm doing. I'm getting festive.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I am definitely going number 6.
Yeah, that might be the best on this list.
That would be my number 2 choice.
You think number 5 is the best on this
list? No, 5 would be my 3rd choice.
Oh, okay. You're going, okay.
5 would be number 3, 6 would be number 2, and the Nutty Buddies would be number 1.
Okay.
You don't know this.
Okay. Oh, hello.
But I've got a big pack in there.
Oh, you did not advertise that when I walked
Sorry,
in.
Sorry, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
My dad loved Nutty Buddies.
Yeah, they're good, man.
And when they were living in... they were Buta. They had come back from
beautiful.
They had come back from Memphis, living in Buta, and there was a Dollar General up the road from the house.
Okay,
and Dad and I went in to this old Dollar General, and I watched that old man buy every box
of Nutty Buddies.
Really, there was like 6 boxes,
all for $1 each.
They were like $2 each.
Okay.
And I watched that old man put all 6 boxes in the cart. My dad
He's going to make sure he has some Nutty Buddies to snack on.
Love Nutty Buddies. Okay. I'm at work when I was working with the kids. I'm at the Valero one day, and I wanted a Nutty Buddy. They did not have any. Uh-huh. And so now Reese's makes a version of them. I can't remember what they're called right now.
Yep.
But they are just as good.
Are you talking about the Take 5?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is it good?
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had one. I thought it was... they have like a peanut butter nougat in them, too, and I thought that took away from it.
Is there a nougat in
it? I think it's something like... It's a weird addition to what the Nutty Buddy would be.
So I shared a desk at this horrible...
Institution
of employment. Okay. With other supervisors.
Okay.
And I think the Valero by the workplace had like buy 2 get 1 free.
Okay.
So I bought 3 I got 3 packs
of course these, you did.
Of these
if they have that and it's something you like, you're an idiot if you don't take advantage of it.
What are they called? Would the Take 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I bought 3 of those.
Okay.
I got to work that morning. I ate one.
Of course.
Went to lunch a little later, wanted a snack. I ate another one, so I had one left.
Okay.
Didn't want to take it home bring it back to work, so I put it in the desk.
You wanted to make sure you had it
the next day.
The next time, yeah.
So I put it in the desk. I leave. I come back the next day, and I went, ooh, I got a take five in the desk.
Yeah, you come to this realization.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got one of those. Like, I'm in the kitchen looking for something to snack on. Oh, I got this.
Yeah.
Walk over.
Yeah, yeah.
It is gone.
No.
It has been eaten.
Somebody also had that same epiphany.
I knew exactly who it was. Oh. It was my buddy Joey.
Mm. Big, Joey.
Big 40 ounce.
Come on, Joe.
Big 40 ounce DeGrade is his rap name.
Uh-huh.
And so he walks in, and I said, hey, where's my Reese's?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh, I ate it last night.
Oh,
he goes,
okay.
I was real hungry.
So he was quick on the admittance.
Yeah, he admitted it. He then he went to Valero that morning, him and his girlfriend on the way into work. She worked there too, and they had a bag of goodies. And this dude tried to replace my take five with a Reese's Fast Break.
Okay.
I took it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was in the mood for chocolate
peanut
butter.
Oh, the Fast Break is the one I'm thinking of. That's the one that has something a little different.
Yes.
Yeah, and you tasted it, didn't you?
No, I ate the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was not satisfied.
You said, this is not the same.
This is trash. And yep. Big 40 and I got into a heated argument.
You got into a words battle.
We got
with
into
a rapper over a take five.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I won that battle rap.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. You, as well, you should have. That was your snack.
It was a diss track of ultimate proportions.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. Sorry.
I don't even know what's going on here.
I don't either.
Okay.
Okay, so no, but before you keep, I feel like you're about to move on. Before you do that, the best thing about any of these, if I don't care which one you like, is whenever you're only craving one and you do go to the Valero or the QT, you can get one, but it is gigantic and they're 50 cents a piece and it's like having two and a half, at least two and a half. They're bigger than the ones in the box, the super big ones, you know, the ultra size or family size ones. They're bigger than those, and you can buy what they're normally two for a dollar or something like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you only want the one, you get a gigantic one to fill whatever needs you got.
Let me just say this too, okay? The Little Debbie's honey buns,
uh-huh,
they're the little ones. They're
uh-huh
the little mini honey buns.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? I don't mess with those.
Okay.
I will not mess
my
with those.
My brother will eat a box of the Pooter will eat a box of those honey buns in one sitting.
However,
because well, that's all they.
I will eat real honey buns, the big ones.
Okay.
All day long.
From the gas station?
Yes.
Okay.
The frosted ones.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah
not frosted ones.
I mean, it's like a honey bun is a gas station donut.
You
that's
throw
what
that
it
thing
is.
Throw that thing in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Well, he said the same.
Heat it up, soften it up. And
oh, there absolutely. If you're going to do honey bun, it has to have a microwave for 10 to 12 seconds. Absolutely.
Now, let me tell you one of my favorite things about going to Memphis.
Okay.
Okay. I love going to Memphis to see my mother.
Uh-huh.
She has a secretary friend. They're very good friends named Joyce. And Joyce is in charge of the school's vending machine.
Okay. Okay.
And bless Joyce's heart.
Okay.
She buys the good honey buns.
Okay.
For her vending machines and prices those honey buns at 50 cents.
So you sell out the machine of the honey buns?
I may or may not have done that before. But when I can go.
I won't neither confirm nor deny my.
When I can go to her vending machine and buy four honey buns
uh-huh
from her vending machine for what I would get one for at the gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
They're at like $1.89 at
yeah
the gas station.
Agreed. Agreed. You're gonna take advantage of that deal every day.
The best.
Every day.
That's the best deal.
Okay, fair.
Okay, now those are the easy ones, man.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that you like.
I thought we were going to butt heads on a couple of those.
Nah, you know.
I mean, we lined up pretty good. I mean, I think, like I said, the Swiss roll and the zebra cake,
yeah,
basically the same thing.
It's just
chocolate
the
presentation.
Or
vanilla. Yeah.
The one I really like, I saw the other day, and I couldn't find it again when I went to look for it. But I've always seen the ones of if you could go to dinner with somebody who has passed on
uh-huh
and have a dinner with them, talk about anything you want, stay as long as you want, who would it be?
Right.
You know, whatever. I saw an interesting one the other day, and it really made me think. And literally, there was one person who came to mind, like like that.
Okay.
Like as soon as I saw it, there was one, but then I thought about it and I thought of more, and it was, if you could have or spend time or hang out with a fictional TV or movie character,
okay,
as they're portrayed in the film, who would it be?
Okay.
Who was the first person that came to mind for you?
Tony Stark.
Okay. Mine was a TV show.
Okay.
It was Greg House.
Greg House.
Dr. House.
From the TV show House.
House.
Really?
He cracks me up.
Okay.
I would love to hang out with him.
So he cracks you up because of how, in my opinion, most of the interactions he has with the people in the show are super condescending.
Condescending, but confrontational.
Right. And know-it-all type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, fair. I sometimes feel like I'm guilty of doing that myself on a regular basis. Yeah.
Confirm.
Agreed. It's okay. We can't all be as smart as I am.
Confirm. No, Greg House would definitely be one. And then I started thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I would definitely hang out with the dude.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I would have guessed he was your first.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It, no. So, date.
Dude, you got some kind of a, I don't know, you got some kind of a chub over the dude. I don't know what it is, but.
What is a chub?
No, chub.
What is that?
I don't know. You got some kind of a bro-rection over the dude.
That's uncalled for.
I'm just saying. Every conversation we've ever had about comedy, movies, anything, only ever mention, what's it called again?
The Big Lebowski. It's a cult classic.
Very much. Okay. I'm not saying it's bad. I've never been able to get through it in one sitting.
The Coen brothers are geniuses. You ever seen Fargo? They did Fargo, too.
Fargo was pretty good, too. Completely. I've heard it's really good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do that one time.
Okay. Fair.
I think I would hang out with a lot of Jeff Bridges
characters. Okay.
He did
Jeff Bridges. Hang out with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like if I hang out with Jeff Bridges, I'm definitely hanging out with the dude.
Yeah. Or you're getting a version of each of those characters.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I definitely would not be getting a version of. Hang on, I'm going to tell you. There was one movie he did with Matt Damon, and it was a Western, and it was a remake.
Oh, where he didn't into one he well.
He's the bounty hunter, and the little girl hires him to go find who killed her dad.
And that one he falls in a pit of snakes or something, or somebody does.
Maybe,
True Grit.
Yeah. True Grit.
Yeah, I feel like you're gonna get some True Grit out of him if you. I mean, maybe not full cowboy, but
yeah,
you understand what I'm saying.
Maybe, yeah. But. I would definitely hang out with a lot of Ryan Reynolds characters.
Agreed.
Waiting.
Van Wilder.
Yeah, Van Wilder.
No question.
Deadpool. I would
definitely Deadpool.
I would definitely hang out with Deadpool.
Yeah.
But as far as TV goes,
yeah.
Ron Swanson.
Okay. Agreed. I agree with that.
I'm a Parks and Rec guy.
I would go back a little further to Cheers.
Okay.
Sam Malone.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Or maybe even the Fonz. Arthur Fonzarelli.
Not my style.
Okay. Fair.
Not too much into the greasers. You know what I mean?
Okay. But he wasn't nearly as much of a greaser towards the end because that type of thing was starting to fade out.
Yeah.
He was just still kind of the cool guy that everybody wanted to hang around.
Oh, you know one that I would definitely hang out with?
No.
Mr. Cooper.
From hanging with Mr. Cooper. Okay.
I would definitely hang with Mr. Cooper.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, high school teacher, basketball coach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's you're welcome. I mean, I'm about as close as you can get to that.
Okay.
Soccer coach.
That was weird.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Give me some more of your list.
List went to, man, listen, I mean, if we're talking about how cool it would be to hang out with people who were the characters in the movies or shows or whatever, we're looking at all that superhero stuff, man. Space. If you're looking at Thor,
man.
He's essentially the king of some planet that's gold. That's completely gold.
I'm hanging out with Fat Thor for sure. He plays Fortnite.
Yeah, that's fair. And maybe Grog or whatever hit that rock giant guy.
Yeah.
Let
me ask you this. When you're getting into the superheroes and hanging out with the superheroes, are y'all doing superhero stuff? Because I feel like people, like mortals, hanging out with we're dead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're completely dead. But no, we're hanging out in the life that they have because they are in a different place and they are generally of some kind of high esteem. They have.
So we're hanging out with them on their different planets.
Yeah.
While they're ruling and things are good.
Yeah.
Like we're hanging out in Wakanda when things are beautiful and not being attacked.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool. Absolutely. If we are attacked, they have the capabilities of putting us at a distance so we could hang out, like we could watch what they do.
I feel like Thor would throw us somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, how cool would it be to, if he allowed it, right? Obviously, this had to be allowed in order for it to happen because of the hammer, right?
Yeah,
dad said anybody, only Thor or the... it's something like the heart. He had to have those characteristics, could wield the hammer. So Thor was like, okay, he gave permission or something, and you were able to, or he swung it and just like gave you the thing, and you took off.
You know. But you're still able to watch what's happening.
Right, absolutely. Okay. Or maybe he just, you know, grabbed your hand and you just took off with him, just saw how cool it was or whatever. Anyway, I don't know what it is, but there's just some things that the superhero type movies just kind of open up. If you're going to talk about spending time with a fictional character, the imagination is much more rampant in those type of scenes or those type of movies, TV shows, etc., where this conversation, in my opinion, is very hard to get away from unless you go into the sports arena.
Right.
Right. So if you're talking about...
You're hanging out with Air Bud, aren't you?
No. Maybe like The Natural.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But even still, most sports movies are based in some kind of true event type of thing.
Best baseball sports movie. Best baseball movie.
Ugh. 8 Men Out is good. Field of Dreams is good.
Field of Dreams is my number one.
It's
a good movie.
Man, dude, there's 61 is good.
Yeah.
The one with Jackie 42, that one's really good.
Pick one.
Dude, I don't know. They're also, I would say 8 Men Out is probably my favorite.
Okay.
With the Black Sox.
Okay.
The ones that were banned, right? And, I mean, to me, that one's one where Field of Dreams is completely fictional, right? How cool would it be, however, if that happened?
Yeah.
Right?
Field of Dreams is my number one. Major League 2.
Right.
Is my next.
Okay, so I went through those just while we're talking now. I went through both major leagues, and I had a hard time seeing how number two was better than number one, except for a couple one-liners that came out of it.
The Asian player with
Tanaka
with
what's his name?
Serrano.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
That's what did it for you.
Yeah.
Talking about the you have no balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. The interactions.
I mean, that was definitely an addition to the movie or to what it did. But I think the premise of number one, I mean, it was the exact same premise of number two.
They're both great.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. They're
Agreed.
Both great movies.
Agree. I like the grassroots of the number one where everything came from nobody.
Yeah.
And then so you had Rick Vaughn in number two. He's like this big shot now, changes his hair, changes his entire life because he got some money, right? He got paid, and now, you know, he's actually kind of a punk.
Right.
And he was a punk before, but now he's more like a preppy punk, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
Because he's marketable now because he's a winner.
Right. Well, he's marketable, and because he's a winner, he changed what he looked to be more marketable.
Yeah.
So it all became about...
Well, that's that girl's fault.
Well, that's fair, but...
But anyways.
What a guy will do for a girl.
Speaking of baseball...
nice transition, by the way.
Yeah. I saw on Facebook the other day. It is... It's Hall of Fame voting time.
Yes, it is.
Okay?
Yes.
This is Roger Clemens,
mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
There's a few of them. This is their last year on the ballot.
Right.
Okay? Steroid era.
Yeah.
And so I found this, and it says, steroid era saved baseball. I will die on this hill.
Okay, he's dying.
This is from @Giants55.
Yeah, @Giants55 is an
Twitter.
Idiot, in my opinion.
Okay, so in regards to saving baseball, I agree.
It saved the people's desire to want to be a part of it.
Here's what it did for baseball. It in the 90s, they were coming off a very, very bad strike.
Yep, 95 was the huge canceled season, right?
So it was the canceled season. They come back from that, and nobody is in the seats.
Yep.
Until you have Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, the battle
of the 60.
Of the
beaten
60.
Yes, yep.
Beaten 60.
Oh, 61,
Maris.
Yep.
Okay, so McGwire finally does it. Now you got Bonds.
And Sosa does it in the same year.
Right. They both
McGwire
it,
just keeps going.
Right.
Yep.
And then you got the chase for Hank Aaron.
Yep.
With Barry Bonds, who also broke the
McGwire's record that he just set. Like 2 years before or the year before.
So steroids did one thing in they put seat or butts back in seats.
Yep. I agree with it saved the industry.
But if you're a real baseball fan, you were still watching baseball.
Yep.
Now, at this time, I'm not the baseball nerd that I am today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were in the middle of, at this time, you were in the middle of playing football, going to college for football.
Right.
Or maybe just coming out of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is late 90s, early 2000s when all this is happening. Now, let me just say this. Okay. As much as I do not want Bonds in, I don't like Bonds. I've never liked Barry Bonds. He's a good baseball player.
One of the best, arguably, for what the skills are required to play the game.
One of the best hitters to ever play the game. I do not like Roger Clemens.
Okay.
I don't like his attitude. I don't like anything about him. I don't like that he cheated.
Okay.
But he is a very good pitcher. He's better than Nolan Ryan.
Agreed.
I never liked Sammy Sosa or McGwire.
Okay.
Sammy Sosa got weird when he started bleaching his skin.
Okay.
So weird.
Yeah, I don't know why that would even be a thought.
Let me just say this in regards to the steroid era in baseball.
Okay.
Put these great players in the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh. I agree with you.
Put them in a separated steroid abusing wing of the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
They don't get to
qualified however you want, Cooperstown.
They don't get to sit in there with
Babe Ruth
or Lou Gehrig or Mickey Mantle or, you know, the ones who did it quote unquote the right way.
See, no, so that's my problem with the whole voting thing. Like, the ones who get caught are out. Right? How many of these baseball players were betting on baseball while they were playing?
Right.
And the ones, attaboy, the ones that got caught are the ones who aren't in. Like those, I forget what year it was, but those White Sox that took a bet. Even the one that didn't take a bet, who consciously did not know, according to the stories, not know that's what he was signing.
Guilty by association.
Right? And he had one of the best series in the history of baseball, statistically speaking. He's out because he was part of that team.
Right.
You have Pete Rose, who as a manager said, my team is better than your team, and we're going to beat you. I'm going to put money on it.
That's my beef with the Pete Rose thing. He was not shaving points. He was not intentionally losing so he could win his bets. He was betting on his team.
Yeah, and I get the fact that if that bet happens – then that could potentially influence the umpires or the people who might have an impact in the game to make money because, Pete Rose is betting on this team, so we're going to do everything we can to get Pete Rose paid, and we're going to follow in those footsteps.
But I'll also say this. You put these cheating clowns in,
uh-huh.
Pete Rose needs to be in.
Well, absolutely.
Pete Rose needs to be in the Hall of Fame before these clowns.
Agreed. So you can have whatever wings of the Hall of Fame that you want to have. You can have betting – wing, you can have the dead ball era, you can have the live ball era, you can have the steroid era, you can have whatever era you want to have. There's nothing saying, but every era in the game has its place.
Right.
Because the game isn't what it is today without however many years the baseball's been around.
Right.
You have guys who in the Negro Leagues were potentially better players overall than anybody in Major League Baseball.
Satchel Paige.
Absolutely. You have so many things that make the game what it is. So at what point in time does refusing to put somebody in really change how baseball is viewed?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I agree with you. I agree that they're in. I don't think that the steroids truly affected them the way that everybody makes it seem. Maybe the home runs. But even still.
It's definitely the home runs, because steroids don't improve your hand-eye coordination.
That's my point.
You still have to hit the baseball yourself.
Right. So all you're getting is some distance.
But once you do get a hold of that one.
Yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Barry Bonds shouldn't be hitting 70 home runs at 40 years old.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely.
He shouldn't.
He shouldn't naturally be able to do that. But at the same time, those were off-the-wall doubles in his 40s.
Right.
Maybe off-the-wall singles, depending on how fast he was.
The wild thing about Barry Bonds is, when he was with the Pirates and he was skinny, he was still raking.
What was he, a 40-40 guy?
Right.
Home runs, stolen bases. Yep, everything. I mean,
Gold Glove.
Yep, he was.
He's not doing anything different as a skinny Pirate that he was doing when he was a fat.
Well, and that's the
giant
thing. So that's the thing. How many years was he in the league? We don't need to know the number specifically, but 20 years in the league or something like that.
Yeah.
From year one to year 20, you're probably going to get thicker. You're probably going to get fatter, slower. Age is going to catch up with you, right? So all he was doing was trying to keep himself relevant in the game.
Right.
And so he could still hit. Didn't matter who he is, he could still hit. And that's one of the hardest things to do in sports. I don't care who you are, is hit a baseball that's coming at you 100 miles an hour or anywhere from 80 to 100 miles an hour.
It's not even that anybody can hit a fastball. But when I see three fastballs and then you pull the string on me, that's the hardest part.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
How many pitches am I going to see that have different movement and stuff? Absolutely.
But it's been said before, you can take a football player, okay?
Uh-huh.
You can take a football player and put him on the basketball court and he's going to do some things.
Yeah.
Okay? You can take a basketball player and put football pads on him and he's going to do some things.
You see a couple of them in the NFL right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You take a football player and put him in a box against Randy Johnson,
he's
going to look
deer in the headlights.
Stupid.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Giannis got into a batting cage
looked like
a fool. Had no clue what he was doing. Looked like he had no coordination.
You put a football player who's never played baseball before, and you put him against Nolan Ryan, he's going to look like an idiot.
Yeah. You put him out in the field to field a baseball and make an accurate throw,
he's going
to
look like an idiot.
It's going in the stands.
Right.
Yeah.
But you take any baseball player, whether he's a pitcher, a field, an infielder, an outfielder, whatever, and you put him on a basketball court, he's going to do some things.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to put him in football pads, he's going to be able to do some things.
The hand-eye coordination aspect of baseball is superior than to any other sport outside of maybe golf.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Baseball players are the best athletes in the world, I think.
Uh-huh.
Golf is next.
Possibly.
Golf is next. Hitting a golf ball
is and doing it accurately under an infinite amount of circumstances and putting it where you want, putting spin on it, getting to the hole in a certain amount of time, beating all the other people that can do the same thing.
Right.
One of the most difficult things to do and be consistent at it.
And I feel like, I love the videos I see of baseball players at Topgolf hitting the ball out of the net.
Yeah.
It translates.
Yeah.
You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
I'll watch that movie King Ridge that I mentioned it on my podcast not long ago. I would put tennis athletes up there as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the quickness that they have to move left and right,
right,
and then place the ball, hit the ball in such a way that it lands
spinning
in a certain
balls.
Area.
Yep.
Those serves are 100 plus miles an hour. The ones that get in the box or whatever on serve number one that don't fault on serve one. Have you seen? I watch a set and smash Instagram, and it's just like volleys that are out of this world where it's defense, 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 attack, 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 and they go on for 30, 40 seconds, one ball, one point. And these guys are flying, diving, getting back up, going. I mean, that's some stuff that you teach all sports players that have any contact, soccer, football, basketball. If you fall down, you got to get back up in a flash to be able to be effective.
Yeah.
And they're doing, I mean, it's crazy. And nobody would think of these individual sports like golf or tennis being athletes that could perform at any other place.
Right.
I would argue the only thing about tennis is that they're tiny. Yeah. Most of them are pretty small people.
I mean, same with baseball players.
There's a lot of very small but successful baseball players. Right. Altuve is one that comes to mind just because he's recent.
Yeah.
But Omar Vizquel, one of the best middle infielders that ever played. He's not very big of a human being.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I agree with you.
But I bet he's got a sweet jumper.
Yeah, he probably – well,
I don't
absolutely.
Know. I don't know.
He probably does.
But
– he ain't going to miss the ball when you pass to him.
That's for sure.
He's for sure going to catch it and at least be able to move the ball.
But in regards to saving baseball, it didn't save baseball. It was just the start of a new time.
It saved the income of baseball. It saved the owners and gave them tickets sales again and gave them the reason to move stadiums or build new stadiums or whatever, because everybody wants to see these home runs hit. In my opinion, the steroid era actually hurt baseball, because in these big stadiums, everybody was hitting balls to the moon, 60, 70 home runs on a regular basis. And maybe not 70, but like 50 to 60, right? Yeah. I think A-Rod had 50 home run seasons multiple years. But now, how many of these stadiums are you seeing that have a short porch?
Yeah.
And they are being built, and they're not near as big. Well, steroids are out of the game, so the home runs aren't being hit as much. Well,
Yankee Stadium.
So now Yankee Stadium is already kind of small in right field.
Right.
Because it's landlocked. You can't really do anything in a New York. You know, it's with all the buildings around it or whatever. But Boston was the same way. It has that little pesky corner or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the Green Giant is not very far. You just have to hit it high, you know, in order to clear it. But the one that really comes to mind is the one in Houston. Left field is super short.
Yeah.
And it just has a slightly higher wall, so it kind of took after the Green Monster concept. But it doesn't. I mean, Altuve's hitting home runs out of there like that, like it's nothing. He ain't that strong.
I mean, let's be honest. If you are hitting a ball high enough and far enough to go over the Giant or over the wall in Houston, that's going to be a home run in a majority of
not the if parts. It not if it's just going just right over the wall.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're clearing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If you're clearing those,
that's right.
You're gonna. It's. I mean,
but what it did is it created the ability to hit more home runs, because when they took the steroids out of baseball or like really cracked down, it then changed what people were wanting to see. Yeah. And now they're not seeing it as much.
Right.
And so anyways, I think that the steroid era ruined the game.
Right.
Because it put, how many times are you watching the game and they have the commentator on there and every time he's like, oh, I think he's going to hit one out. Who cares? Let's get a base hit and move the runner, please.
That's Tom Greve.
That's all of them, man. Gosh. Like, I haven't seen this guy hit a home run. He's due.
Right.
Like, okay, who cares? This game would be so much better, in my opinion, if the base hit was idolized like the home run is idolized.
Baseball would be much better if it was played on TV without commentators. If it was just, if they would broadcast the...
Mic up some players every now and then.
Mic up the players and then broadcast the actual PA announcer in the stadium. That's all I need.
Yeah.
I watched a game one time. It's been some years, but they did a broadcast with no announcer or no color commentary.
Really?
It was just the natural sound, and it was the best baseball game I've ever watched.
Really? On TV?
On TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree. Watching baseball on TV with a commentator is a lot like catching the highlights on ESPN. I mean, you're getting somebody's raw opinion about whatever's going on.
And I don't want Joe Buck's opinion on anything. He's an idiot.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you, but I'm also not going to just jump out on a limb and say, yeah, you're terribly right.
I am terribly right.
No,
bro.
See, he's got his own benefit. He's not great, but he's not terrible. He's an average announcer. He's only thing he's got is a name and a voice. People like the way he talks. Not what he says
people
and all
like
the other
his dad.
Well, that's where the name is. Absolutely. So, anyways, but steroids did not save baseball. They saved the pocketbooks of the owners. Baseball kind of got revisioned by the non-baseball watcher.
Yeah,
I'm here to see 100-mile-an-hour pitches and home runs.
Yeah, that reminds me too. Let the pitchers use substance. Let them use sticky stuff.
Oh.
I love it.
Yeah. Why not?
I love it.
So that's, and that's the other thing. Like, the strikeout is idolized as much as home runs are.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting back. If you just take this pure statistics or whatever, two of every three batters, whenever they hit the ball, gonna get out.
Right.
You know, in theory. Yeah. Right now, it may not be sequential. They may hit two or three in a row.
Yeah.
But pitch low, make them ground out, and let's have a perfect game where there's only 27 pitches.
Right.
Oh. How crazy would that be?
Yeah. You know? That'll never happen, but, you know.
No, it won't, but it's gotten pretty stinking close before. It's gotten into the 50s or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they're putting a hittable ball down, but it's difficult to actually place.
Right.
Right? And so they're putting it right where somebody's got a glove or the shift. I can't stand the shift either.
Uh-huh.
I like that they're trying to scout and whatever, but the game is not built to have 2 second basemen.
Listen, man, I'm all about unwritten rules. I love the unwritten rules.
Agreed.
But bunting into the shift would be one that I would break every time. Oh, you want a shift on me? I'm going to bunt right down the third baseline for you.
Yep, every time. Because they don't hardly ever shift on the right-handed batters. There's a couple that they do.
Right.
But if I'm a left-handed batter, I'm bunting every day.
I'm pushing it down third
baseline. Every single batting practice, I may not do anything but bunt.
And I'm laughing.
Yeah.
All the way to first base.
Yep.
You clowns are going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Too.
I'm batting 1,000 because you guys, right. And I'm moving the runners every time.
Now I won't do it if there's a no hitter.
Agreed.
That's one rule I won't break. But
I'll try to hit. I'll try to actually get a solid hit.
Exactly.
If I'm the last guy, and there's a no hitter. If it's third inning and there's a no hitter going on, I'm doing it.
Oh yeah. Especially if it's ninth inning.
Yeah.
No hitter going.
Yeah.
And it's 5-0, and I'm the last out.
Yep.
What is me bunting down first just to break that up
yep.
do?
No, you're a prick at that point.
Right.
There's nothing that's going to benefit you. All you're going to do is just get the hate.
Right. And beaned the next game.
Right. Or the next batter is going to get beaned.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not breaking a no-hitter by a bunt if that no-hitter has been established throughout the game.
Right.
I mean, that means I would say seventh inning and on is that no-hitter is established.
Yeah.
If you're sixth inning and he's no hit through 5 2/3, and they do that, well, you still have 3 innings left after that, you know, to try to get something going, and you're not out of the fifth inning, so maybe I'm bunting right then.
Well, let's
and
say
trying
this.
To get something to go to where I can get a run.
If it's a no hitter and there's somebody on first and second that just walked with two outs, I'm getting them in scoring position.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they're not okay. So they're not shifting on you near so much if there's a force.
But
a
I'm
third.
Just. But I'm just saying if there are people on base, it's a no hitter.
Yeah.
You've already put people on base walking. I'm trying to win this ball game.
Absolutely.
So I'm putting them in.
That's.
So I will break up that no hitter at that.
So
point.
That's the other thing with the perfect game, right? Perfect game's not established until the eighth or ninth inning.
Yeah.
If you kept everybody off base for 7 straight innings, complete 7 innings.
Yeah.
If you're trying to break up a perfect game with a bunt, you deserve to be somewhere else other than in baseball.
Yeah.
Because it's all about you at that point. And that's one thing that I can't stand about sports and people in sports nowadays. We talked about this yesterday. We got guys trying to get drafted or whatever, and they're doing everything they can to, like, build their self.
Right.
To go into a team sport. Like, when you retire, build yourself.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're trying to get that bunt, that base hit, that builds your statistics, all that does is pad your stats and it broke up a no-hitter. I mean, at what point in time did that benefit anybody but you?
But it only benefits you in the now too, because once you have a one-hitter, you're not going to be nobody remembers that one-hitter.
Nope.
And who broke it up? So
point it just adds to your stats. Like it keeps your batting average whatever it needs to be in order
really
to feel good about it.
Anyways, dude, we're at like a minute and eight, or an hour and 18 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're good.
I think that's enough for season 7, episode 1.
Is that right?
I don't know how I'm gonna market the whatever. I think I am going to go into seasons. I don't know if I'm going to start at season 7 because we've got 60-some episodes, or if I'm just going to say season 2,
yeah,
episode 54.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, but whatever. We'll figure it out.
You're going to figure this out one day.
Yeah. One day soon, probably.
You got the recording and the uploading down. Now you just got to get the organization down.
Yeah. Yeah. And the commitments, you know. Anyways, y'all go like, subscribe, and share. Check out the TYTYDCA
podcast. TYTYDCA. Things you think you don't care about.
Podcast.
By Average Joe's Media.
Yeah. Right. Those guys. And then, yeah, enjoy it. And until next time, we'll catch y'all later.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.